The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. The holiday shopping season is here, so it's time for Bubble Genius's Can't Catch Me Gingerbread Man Soap. It's a big-ass gingerbread man soap that you can enjoy without going right to your thighs. Unless, of course, you're washing your thighs, that is. Scented with a yummalicious gingerbread fragrance, all the decorations are soap, too. And at almost 5 ounces, it should last you a good long time. Only $7 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code BobAndChez, that's BobAndChez, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Herbie! Aren't you finished painting that yet? There's a pile up a mile wide behind you. What's eating you, boy?
Not happy in my work, I guess.
What?
I just don't like to make toys.
No, well, if that's all. What? You don't like to make toys?
No.
Herbie doesn't like to make toys.
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 Toys? Shame on you.
Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist?
We couldn't have picked a better time to wish you a Merry Christmas.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
I'm Ron Paul. My family and I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
It is Thursday, December 3, 2015, and this is the Bob and Chez Show presented by BubbleGenius.com. Yeah, we're brought to you by that very site each and every week. BubbleGenius.com is the best goddamn soap in the world. Do all of your holiday shopping there, or at least some of it. We are also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. Or you can head over to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez and get free legal advice. Listeners of this show. Our pre-Christmas shows are brought to you by the BobSeska.com Amazon link. If you shop at Amazon for your holiday gift-buying needs, enter the site using our link. It's just below the logo at BobSeska.com, and we get a small commission from everything you buy. It costs you nothing and helps support the show. Thank you, and happy holidays. Suck it, Fox News. Well, here we are again, huh? Another mass shooting in the United States. There are now more mass shootings this year than days in the year.
Yeah, there is. Except that this one is different. Certainly.
Yeah. It's
This one has a little something for everybody. Because if you're conservative, you can bitch about the Muslim threat.
Right.
And if you're liberal, you can bitch about the fact that these people were able to legally buy just a ton of guns and ammo.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how much ammo they had stockpiled. They had, they had pipe bombs. They had, you know, and I predicted it last night as I was watching this thing going down on MSNBC. I'm like, they're going to find his weapon, and it's going to be an AR-15.
Yeah, of course.
And sure enough, Saeed Farouk, an environmental health specialist, walked out of the party. There was a party at his workplace, leaving his coat on his chair before returning around 11 a.m. dressed in combat gear and brandishing an AR-15 assault rifle. So there it is. The most popular assault rifle, the most popular gun in all of the United States.
Certainly when it comes to killing a lot of people.
The Sandy Hook weapon. It was the weapon that Adam Lanza used at Sandy Hook, which then the Republicans proceeded to give away in wacky online contests. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party decided that this particular firearm, which, you know, one was used to gun down 20 kindergartners plus their teachers, now gunned down a bunch of people in San Bernardino. 14 dead, 21
sanctioned by our national terrorist organization, the GOP.
That's right, and the NRA.
The conservative right.
Yep. The Republicans and the NRA are responsible for this crap, as far as I'm concerned. A certain amount of it. I would say a good portion, maybe like a, I would say 60 to 70%.
Well, they sanction it. Sanction it, and they defend the ability for these crazy people to get as many guns as they want.
And, you know, when they talk about Second Amendment remedies, crap like that.
Exactly.
I mean, what do they expect? What are they saying to people? They're saying, use your firearm to solve a problem.
Yep.
That's precisely what they're saying. I mean, here we are again. We just got done talking about the Planned Parenthood thing. It was just a few days ago. And it already seems like distant history, obliterated by this most recent mass shooting.
Obliterated by the worst mass shooting since Sandy Hook.
Since Sandy Hook.
Another 14 people. Another 14 people dead for no reason.
I'm sitting here thinking...
Who was it who said it? It was John Kerry, and then I know that there's a Springsteen song. You know, the last person to die for a mistake.
That mistake is the ratification of the Second Amendment. I guess at the time, when it was ratified, that amendment was, I guess, germane to how it was, what it was like to live in post-colonial America.
Sure.
Where there wasn't a centralized army and there were militias that were gathered together in times of war. And those people who would enlist in those militias needed firearms to use, obviously. And that's what the Second Amendment was all about. There's other theories that the Second Amendment had to do with making sure that slaves never revolted, so that slave owners had the access to firearms to be able to quell a slave rebellion. That's a little bit debatable. I know that there's a lot of scholarly work done on that and kind of indicates that that might be the actual justification for the Second Amendment. We'll just go with, well, it's a little of both. It's a little of both. It's a little bit
and
about
it doesn't
having-
matter because it was written by people who had an astonishing, for as smart as they were, had an astonishing lack of imagination.
Exactly.
And a lack of foresight as to the kind of bloodbath that they were sanctioning for future generations.
It's really what it all comes down to is the existence of the Second Amendment, the NRA's exploitation of the Second Amendment simply to sell firearms. This is about the NRA only cares about the Second Amendment. The Republican Party only cares about the Second Amendment insofar as it sells firearms. It's a way, it's almost as if the Bible said shop at Walmart.
Yeah, pretty
you know,
much.
If the Bible said shop at Walmart, of course everyone who believed in the Bible would be shopping at Walmart because it says it says that you should do that. In this case, it's like having it codified, gun ownership codified in the U.S. Constitution is basically like a get out of jail free card for buying as many firearms as you want, for selling as many firearms as you want for profit. And that's what, I mean, to me, the gun people, what they don't realize and they don't understand, the NRA loyalists, is that the NRA is in business to do one thing. It's not to protect your goddamn constitutional rights. It's about protecting the gun manufacturers.
Right.
It's about selling guns. Wayne LaPierre is a firearm pitchman. He's the Ron Popeil of AR-15s and the like. But here's, I couldn't believe this. This is, I mean, yesterday I was tweeting about this as it was going down. I just started tweeting repeal 2A like, as a hashtag. And just talking about how it's just anachronistic now. The Second Amendment has no bearing whatsoever on modern America, modern society.
Agreed. It's not necessary. I mean, you know, whether or not you want the privilege of having a gun or whether or not you feel that you should personally, the Second Amendment is unnecessary.
Yeah.
Absolutely unnecessary.
And I felt like I was way out on a limb talking about this because I realized that it's almost impossible, if not impossible, to repeal the Second Amendment in the current climate, especially.
Oh, it's completely impossible. Yeah. That's the problem, is that we're talking out of our asses right now.
But the idea, though, isn't necessarily to ultimately achieve that goal. It's about the anti-gun activists seizing the initiative and actually shooting for something, or it's a terrible word. Aiming for something, well, that's a terrible word, too.
Also a terrible word. You can't win.
Jesus God. Striving for something.
There you go.
That will allow them to get, maybe not that, but something halfway between nothing and that. Whereas right now, all of these little half measures, expanding background checks and doing all these little details around the fringes of the issue, haven't gotten anywhere. I mean, what I want to see is I want to see the NRA spend big time money. I want to see them just hemorrhaging cash, trying to fight an effort to repeal the Second Amendment. That's kind of the goal. Let's see if we can bankrupt the NRA trying to fight a constitutional amendment repealing the Second Amendment. I'd love to see that. At the very least, it's like if you don't win your court case, at least bankrupt the other side. Bury them in paperwork.
It's also known as the Greenwald method.
I was just going to say, it's the Glenn Greenwald stratagem. Yeah. It's the Greenwald gambit.
And we're talking about all of this with the knowledge that this isn't a typical, you know, sort of lone wolf shooting. Yeah. Crazy guy walks in, blows a bunch of people away.
Right.
This was, from what it seems like, this was a terrorist attack. Yeah. This is an attack by people who sympathize with international terrorists.
They were saying there was a report today that Farouk went to Pakistan at one point, traveled to Pakistan. Well, certainly he may have had family there or something like that. I don't know. But, I mean, the fact that he went there is, of course, suspicious.
Yeah, so I'm not discounting that at all, not even a little bit. And, you know, we've talked about it before. I'm not one of those people, and I don't think we're those people who just dismiss the idea, like a lot of liberals do, that that there might be something wrong with Islam as a belief system.
Yeah.
Well, because I actually disagree. I think that there is something wrong with it. I think that there's something wrong with it when a certain region of the world is allowed to use that belief system to keep itself firmly in the 14th century.
Yeah, oh,
that,
sure.
That to me is a problem. And to kill people who disagree with it, who dare to disagree with it in the year 2015 when shit like that should just be the mindless fairy tale it is.
Yeah, and again, we don't know the guy's exact motives, and we may not know. He doesn't have any social media presence, nothing like that, and he's dead.
I'm getting can I speculate? Everybody else is speculating. My speculation, and we'll see if I'm right. They found a freaking arsenal. They found all kinds. I mean, Jesus, they found, you know, all weapons, pipe bombs, and a ton of ammo. Part of me thinks that he was planning something somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe he got into a fight with people or something like that. He got into a fight with people at this party. And just decided not even a target of opportunity, just that he's got all these guns and ammo. Come on, we're going to kill these people.
Well, I mean, it seems to me as if you have access to that many firearms and you buy them and you stockpile them, eventually you're going to want to use them.
Right.
I mean, he left a pipe bomb at the scene, and if it had actually gone off, the casualty count would have been much, much, much higher.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Again, I'm totally speculating here, and I know that.
I can't get beyond the existence of the AR-15. I mean, every time. And then I always think back to...
It's always an AR-15.
Guys like Steve Stockman, a lot of these gun stores. I mean, it's almost as if they're trolling the left. They're trolling people who are still hurting from the consequences of the Sandy Hook massacre.
Yeah, because they don't care. They don't care one bit.
Yeah, they don't care. So they're going to, look, you're going to try to take our AR-15 because we use it at Sandy Hook? We're going to give them away for free in wacky email contests.
Yeah.
It's insane. Here's Geraldo Rivera on Twitter. Mass shooting in San Bernardino, California at a center for the developmentally disabled. WTF! ! The Second Amendment is stupid. Don't rationalize. Well, there. So I thought I was out on a limb by myself about the Second Amendment. Geraldo also tweeted, the NRA is full of shit.
Geraldo has his moments.
Yeah, Geraldo does have his moments.
He always has.
One of the only Fox News people to ever have me on his show. I forget going on Geraldo's show talking about... I actually ended up debating Tucker Carlson on that show.
Oh, wow.
That was fun.
Were you actually on the show or did you appear, you know, remote?
I was... it was his radio show, so I was on via telephone. But it was fun.
The idea of, like, actually physically strangling Tucker Carlson would just be too great for me.
Take that bow tie and just pull like a Jabba the Hutt. Like Princess Leia did that thing to Jabba the Hutt and just wrap it around his neck and pull.
But yeah, just stuff that thing down his throat.
What happened was he was complaining about how much money Barack Obama had raised in 2012. Right. Barack Obama's raising, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars. What the hell? It's unaccountable. Blah, blah, blah. I said, well, you know what, Tucker? If you want to join me in rolling back Citizens United and doing campaign finance reform, I'd welcome you. Mm. And he was like, duh. So anyway, so continuing on here with this story, I got to play this clip. We rarely hear things like this here in the States, but there was a commentary on BBC yesterday when this was all going down.
Yeah, where the BBC just hammered us.
Just totally hammered us. And I loved hearing, and I don't mean literally like this was great news. It was just fascinating to hear the British commentary from afar in terms of what the hell is happening here in the United States with this gun fetish. Here's some commentators from BBC.
Fidelity Personal Investing. Good morning, Micah.
Good morning, Micah.
We've both got stats for you. Okay, let's start with this one. There have been more mass shootings in the United States this year than there have been days this year. We're about 330-odd days, 350-plus mass shootings, and it's becoming far too common as far as almost any sensible person, including President Obama, is concerned.
It is staggering, really, because Obama has said this is not normal, it shouldn't be considered as normal, and Hillary Clinton has said the same thing, and on her presidential campaign, gun control is actually one of the key things she's looking at.
But
By the way, how refreshing is it to hear people on cable news who can actually speak properly?
I know.
You turn on Fox News Channel, it's like, gah, gah! No,
yeah, it's idiots bloviating and yelling at each other.
Exactly. And these are actual people having an actual conversation that uses actual...
Yeah, but you know what? They're just, they're, you know, effete liberal f***. So, yeah, you know, fuck you limey p***.
That's what Hillary Clinton
American
wants
exceptionalism,
to do. Because,
American
as you say,
exceptionalism, USA.
That's right.
She says she's going to bypass Congress, and you can't do that.
No, and the thing that everyone points to is the Second Amendment. But the Second Amendment was set up in 1789. Mm-hmm. That was a different world then, and something needs to be done about this in America.
Why was it set up? To allow people, excuse me, to set up militias in case there was an attack on the states.
We're talking about the Constitution, of course. I mean, right, for the uninitiated. Yeah. Yes, signed on September the 17th. What was it,
1799, I think.
But you know what? You want to talk about numbers and going back to those sort of that sort of period. I mean, staggering numbers. Between 19... Well, I'll break it down. In the last 43 years, more Americans have been shot by another American, shot and killed by another American, than all of America's soldiers killed in wars in the last 240 years. And you go, where's the priority? Actually, you talk about Congress. NRA. The NRA, right? That's what, if Clinton really wants to get serious, that's what you have to try to,
absolutely,
I don't know, break, dismantle, I don't know.
Absolutely.
The National Rifle Association.
Yeah. Break or dismantle the NRA. One way to do that, I think, is to push for the Second Amendment repeal. Just make them go nuts and have them spending as much money as they can possibly spend.
Right.
Trying to fight that off. And then see what happens. And you could just, you know, again, taking the fight to the NRA, I think, would be a huge step forward. Instead of, again, all of these half measures, let's figure out a way to not offend the gun people.
Right.
Let's not offend them. Let's not upset them. And their traditional gun ownership or whatever the hell they, you know, they use as an excuse. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more show, more coverage of what happened at San Bernardino right after this. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our brand new Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon? It's not a Dan Bedani mispronunciation of the word patriot. It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, $15 per month, or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll add more shows every week, eventually every weekday. Plus, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like post-mortem shows, not unlike Bill Maher's overtime segments, memberships to the After Party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. It's f***ing awesome. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Let's do this thing.
Thank you.
The Bob and Chez Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining us. It's our Thursday show. And we're talking about another mass shooting today. There was a shooting at a health clinic in Houston yesterday. I'm not sure what became of that. But it was looking sketchy there. Like it might have been another like Planned Parenthood style attack. But I don't think it turned out that way. But again, it was just another shooting. For God's sake, with the guns. Again, this is about protecting an industry. It's not about protecting your rights at all. It's stopped being about protecting your rights to own firearms years and years ago. This is about protecting a manufacturing industry, a retail industry. Go to Dick's Sporting Goods or whatever and buy as many guns as you can. You know, take this with a grain of salt based on the source. And the source is The Intercept.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a story in the Intercept today about how gun distributors
drones.
Not unfortunately not Edward Snowden. Drones. Edward Snowden did not weigh in.
NRA, NSA.
NSA not involved in this. No PowerPoint slides in this article.
I'm really shocked by that. Hold on, how many updates?
No updates. Believe it or not.
Wow.
No updates. Strange. Really weird. Am I at the right website? I don't know. Let me check this link. All right, so gun distributors love it when this crap happens. They've got a quote from Ed Stack, the chief executive of Dick's Sporting Goods, saying the gun business was very much accelerated based on what happened after the election and then the tragedy that happened at Sandy Hook.
Yep.
Stack noted...
Supposedly the gun people had a record Black Friday.
Yep. Yep. The FBI was evidently deluged with background check requests on Black Friday. Stack noted that the industry saw, quote unquote, panic buying when customers, quote, thought there were going to be some very meaningful changes in our gun laws. The new sales, quote, didn't bring hunters in, but rather, quote, brought shooters into the industry. Nice people.
Smith so crazy and, people.
Smith and Wesson, these are psychotic people. These are sociopathic people. Smith and Wesson chief executive James Debney, speaking to the Roth Capital Partners conference in 2013, explained that, quote, the tragedy in Newtown and the legislative landscape resulted in sales that were significantly up. The fear and uncertainty that there might be increased gun control, Debney said, drove many new people to buy firearms for the first time.
This is so funny. These people have nothing to worry about. Nothing ever changes. You don't have to rush. Yep. You'll still be able to buy your gun 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, 2 years from now.
Exactly.
Ain't gonna change.
Nope, absolutely not. Except the paranoia will always be there. Quote, you can see after a tragedy, there's also a lot of buying, said Jeff Buchanan, the chief financial officer of Smith & Wesson, telling investors at RBC Capital Markets Conference in September of this year. Buchanan noted that the political landscape of 2016 is uncertain, but that fear of gun control could be on the horizon. Michael Pfeiffer, the chief executive of Sturm Ruger, one of the largest gun makers in America, discussed the role of politics in gun sales during a conference call with investors in 2013. Quote, if you look back at historical patterns back in the late 08 or early 09, you saw a huge spike in accessory sales, which then tapered off, and then we saw it again with the really tragic events at Sandy Hook. Well, it's nice of him to concede that the Sandy Hook massacre was really tragic. So how kind of him. How empathetic of him. Really tragic events at Sandy Hook that started again as soon as the politicians started talking about restricting legal gun use, which wasn't the case at all. They were talking about expanding background checks to nothing more than gun shows and internet sales. If they think that this is a trespass on their constitutional liberty, they're out of their goddamn minds. I mean, it's one after another. I mean, here's Gautam Khanna, an analyst with Cohen and Company, a market research firm, interviewed Mark DeYoung, then chief executive at ATK, an ammunition manufacturer, at the Cowan Aerospace Conference in 2013. Khanna asked DeYoung if he would make pricing decisions based in part by the Newtown shooting tragedy. DeYoung responded that, quote, obviously, we are all shocked by what happened in Newtown and what happened in Aurora, Colorado, and what happened in Tucson, Arizona with Gabby Giffords. But, he added, here's the big but, the company will continue to, quote-unquote, respond to market pressures, including increases in demand. That's all like managerial speak for, we're going to sell a crap load of guns to people who are freaked out.
Yep, pretty much.
That the government is, that the gun grabbers are coming. Gun grabbers. That gun grabbing cameraman. On a separate conference call that year, DeYoung noted that certain quote-unquote spikes in demand have driven sales. This is what it's all about. These people, guys like Gautam Khanna and Michael Pfeiffer and James Debney, they count on the NRA to scare the hell out of the paranoiacs and conservatives. And what that does is that increases their sales. It's all about the profit motive. It's all about selling guns. It has nothing to do with liberty. Only insofar as the liberty gives you permission to go buy a consumer product, right, at Dick's or Walmart.
And that's what they mean, by the way, when you hear idiots on the far right bitch about freedom. About how, you know, we've got all this, we're the only free country. We've got freedom, 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 freedom. It's like, no, you know what? They're pissed because other very free countries have decided to put someone's freedom to live without fear of being killed over some's freedom to own something that can kill that person.
That's right.
And as many of them as he wants, incidentally.
You know, I was in a Big Five sporting
goods. Again, I can't say this enough. I say this to somebody who owns a gun.
As many of you know, I live in California now, and California is one of the most liberal states, if not the most liberal state, with some reasonably sensible and restrictive gun laws on the books. I walked into a Big Five Sports a couple of weekends ago. There is a wall. I mean, literally, this is just an all-purpose sporting goods store. There is literally a wall basically running the entire depth of the store from the front to the back of nothing but rifles and firearms.
Yep.
If you want to go into a Big Five sporting goods in California, and they're not paying me to say this, but and you want to buy a goddamn gun, you can easily buy a gun in there. And this is, again, this is the most liberal state when it comes to gun control. There's no one's going around saying, hey, you know what? Here in California, we're going to grab all of your guns. You're not going to be able to buy a goddamn gun. You're not going to be able to strike back at the bad guys. like there was ever a chance of being able to do that. That never happens. You have a gun in your house, the odds of you taking out a bad guy are slim. The odds of you actually shooting yourself with that gun or someone else in your house, very high. Higher than the odds of taking out a bad guy. You know, these are all cold, hard facts. And speaking of facts, Chez, your friend Shep Smith was again in rare form yesterday, backing up the president and saying what needed to be said. And after we play this, we're going to talk about the reaction at Breitbart.com. Here's Shep Smith on Fox News Channel yesterday.
President Obama called today for a bipartisan effort at every level of government to address mass shootings, such as this one that injured as many as 20 people. Quoting, "We don't yet know what the motives of the shooters are, but what we do know is that there are steps we can take to make America safer, and that we should come together in a bipartisan basis at every level of government to make these rare as opposed to normal. Continuing to quote the president, "We should never think that this is something that just happens in the ordinary course of events, because it does not happen with the same frequency in other countries." He mentioned something of this nature when he was in Paris just the other day for the International Climate Summit, when he said that these sorts of activities were unique to the United States. He got a lot of partisan pushback on that from his political opponents. But the fact of the matter is, among developed nations, that's the truth. These sorts of mass shootings, with the regularity where they occur in the United States, you don't find that in other countries. That's not to say anything except that fact. You can extrapolate from that whatever you want, but that part right there, that this happens more in the United States than anywhere else on Earth, is just a true thing. Mm-hmm. That's all there is. The reasons for that, you know, that someone smarter than I is going to have to come up with that. But I can report to you with certainty that it happens more here than anywhere else in the world.
He's doing nothing but reporting
a fact. Cue Breitbart bitching about a fact.
Yeah.
A fact.
Here are some of Breitbart's commenters under this audio clip. Schlepp. Oh, so clever. Schlepp needs to lay off the bottle. Someone else says, he's gay, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's all that really matters. He's making a poignant comment about guns and how there's more shootings here than anywhere else. and that makes him clearly gay. You're right, Sheppy. Never happens in France where AK-47s are banned. Well, it doesn't happen as often, you moron.
You're arguing, you're pointing out the absurdity of people who are just absurd at face value.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, you know, this is, like you said and I said, this is, it's a fact. He even specifically said, I'm not extrapolating on this. I am not drawing in more information or implying anything more than what's there. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, the indisputable fact is that this doesn't happen everywhere else in the world, anywhere near the frequency that we get it here.
That's
not
right.
Even close.
Someone else said, Shep is having a bad day, must not have gotten packed the night before. See, there it is again.
Yeah.
Brainiacs at Breitbart.com. Shouldn't he be working at CNN or MSNBC?
Yeah, actually, he should.
You know, that was just, I mean, I was just listening to that clip going, wow, he's so f***ing liberal. You know, it's not the case at all. He was just reporting a goddamn fact.
Yep.
It's just a fact.
But that's the thing. To these people, facts don't matter. Facts are still something that's up for partisan debate.
That's right. God damn.
He didn't offer an opinion.
No, of course he
did. He did not offer an opinion. He offered a fact. That is immune to partisan bickering or partisan spin.
You know, I said...
he could have very easily have just said the sky is blue.
Well,
you know what? The sky should be red. Because, you know, we're red. We're red and blue. Can't let it be blue like those libtards.
That's right.
Shep sucks. F*** him.
Well, see, the problem now is that it used to be that Republicans and Democrats could always agree on what the problem was. They just had different ideas
exactly.
As far as coming up with a solution. And now the Republicans have decided, well, that's not a problem at all. Climate change, not a problem at all. Gun violence, not a problem at all.
That's, I've said that so many times. We used to go to the same well. We had common ground that we drew our opinions from. And we don't have that anymore. Now, because of the fact that the right has its own broadcasting system that quite honestly just pumps misinformation out, this is what we've got now. We've got, no, you know what? Inside the bubble, the sky's not blue. Inside the bubble, no. France gets attacked just as much as we do, even though it's absolutely false.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeez. They have their own sets of facts. You are entitled to your own sets of – you are entitled to your own opinions. You are not entitled to your own facts.
And again, this is where we've gone. And we're going to talk about here coming up, if we have time, that is. We're going to talk about Donald Trump going on the Alex Jones show yesterday. To me, one of the biggest political stories of the last couple of months, that Donald Trump would go on Alex Jones's radio show.
Yep. And then he'd follow that up with signing somebody's t- Did you see that picture? Please tell me you saw that picture.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah. Just hideous and disgusting.
Oh, yeah. In more ways than one.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. Come back with more show after this. Today's Bob and Chez Show is brought to you by the Bob and Chez Show store at cafepress.com/Bob and Chez. Stock up and ready for holiday shipping. If you have a fan of the podcast on your shopping list, check out our variety of Bob and Chez Show logo items. Our store has something for everyone, from T-shirts to hoodies for both men and women, as well as shot glasses, beer mugs, messenger bags, and even Bob and Chez Show watches. And don't forget our exclusive Nyat and Who T-shirts. That's cafepress.com/Bob and Chez for your holiday shopping. Thank you for supporting the big show and happy holidays.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Yeah, make sure to do that and make sure to go to the bobseska.com Amazon link to do all of your shopping at amazon.com. Thank you in advance for that. All right, continuing on here. So, yeah, Donald Trump was on the Alex Jones show. We're going to talk about that here in just a few seconds. But along the lines of the gun manufacturers talking about how great it is when there's a shooting tragedy, Donald Trump tweeted yesterday something along the lines. He retweeted this.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's how he gets away with half his I just retweeted it.
Yeah. Retweeted that his poll numbers are going to go up. And they do every time something like this occurs. And the fact that they were able to say every time something like this occurs about a candidacy that's only been going on for 6 months or so is sad.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah. D-Lake66675 tweeted, his poll numbers jump every time instances like this occur, talking about real Donald Trump. And Donald Trump retweeted that. It also got retweeted, as of this reporting, 459 times. and then liked 1,400 times.
Yeah, what a fucking buffoon.
It's all good for business, isn't it? When, you know, 20 people are gunned down at a party. No moral compass whatsoever. This has gone beyond. Did you hear him the other day where he's actually now talking about the horse race? What? He was doing a stump speech. He's like, "Ah, Ted Cruz is coming up. Ted Cruz is doing a little better. So far, he hasn't hit me, but when he does, I'm going to have to hit him back." Yeah. You know, like he was like talking about who's up in the polls, who's down in the polls, and how he's going to take them on.
Sure,
and,
because that's he's always said that. He's always talked about a good portion of his sort of you know, the way he treats his campaign. Is he always talks about how he's doing in the polls. It's all, you know, I'm doing great in the polls. And you know what? If he's – it's fine. If he comes up, yeah, you know, we'll deal with it then. Like when Carson
– Oh, my God.
When Carson was doing well, I don't understand. He was completely baffled by that and even said that out loud. He's like, I don't get it. I don't understand how this guy's doing so well.
Yeah.
To him, the whole thing is a horse race because he's somebody who has to win.
I mean, again, this is brand new. This is something that no candidate has done before. The way – Trump is proceeding about this. And I'm not saying that in a good way, because I think a lot of people are mistaking what Trump is doing for being something positive. Like, oh, this is going to be good to sort of turn the political system on its head, the presidential campaign system on its head, that he's doing something differently. Well, you know what? Shut the F up with that. He's doing it in a damaging, awful way that not only beclowns him, but beclowns the entire system, and then seizes upon the naivete and stupidity of his supporters.
Yep.
And they don't know it. The press isn't reporting on that. It's just, it's nuts, and it's not going anywhere good. It's starting a trend that's going to be nothing but bad news, and things are going to get more frustrating as time goes on through this campaign, and then through the next one. It's going to get worse, and then the next one, the next one, the next one. What I want is every presidential stump speech to be free of issues and to be nothing but the candidates doing what cable news does, which is to report entirely on the horse race. Who's up in the polls, who's down in the polls, how this candidate's going to hit the other candidate.
Yep.
What the fight is going to look like. That's what
he's
doing,
man.
For God's sake. Trump spoke to a Jewish coalition yesterday, and he said, I'm a negotiator, like you folks, to the Jewish people.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that. That's, you know, that's like if he was speaking to a bunch of Asians. You know what, honestly, I know where to take my clothes for dry cleaning, just like you Chinamen.
I'm good at math, just like you
Yep.
And maybe better than any audience, Trump said. The people in this room understand what I'm saying. Some of us renegotiate deals. Is there anybody that doesn't renegotiate deals in this room? Perhaps more than any room I've ever spoken to.
It's just amazing.
He should have just said...
It's just shocking that this guy hasn't been run out of the fucking country.
Yeah, and you know what? Every time he does something like this, his poll numbers go up. Mm-hmm. His poll numbers... He imitated that guy with the withered arm, and his poll numbers went up. His poll numbers went up because he mocked a guy with a disability. By the way, have you seen the animated GIF of Trump getting zapped by electricity? Go to the Bob and Chez Show Facebook page. Like that Facebook page and then scroll down and look at the GIF of Donald Trump getting shocked. It is the funniest GIF I think I've seen in a long time. But anyway, I mean, he might as well have said to the Jewish coalition, he might have just said, like, you know what I like to do when I'm negotiating? I like to Jew them down. I like to Jew them down on prices. Thanks, Donald. Thanks. You're a pip. And watch your poll numbers go way up and up and up and up and up. All right, we're going to take one last break and come back and talk more about this right after these words. Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase item of the week. The holiday shopping season is here, so it's time for Bubble Genius's Can't Catch Me Gingerbread Man Soap. It's a big-ass gingerbread man soap that you can enjoy without going right to your thighs. Unless, of course, you're washing your thighs, that is. Scented with a yummalicious gingerbread fragrance, all the decorations are soap, too. And at almost 5 ounces, it should last you a good long time. Only $7 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code BobAndChez, that's BobAndChez, you'll get 15% off your entire order only at BubbleGenius.com.
Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
All right, welcome back to the show.
Move yourself. You always live your life.
Okay, moving along here. Donald Trump was on the Alex Jones Show yesterday, and it was right before all of this went down in San Bernardino. So it kind of got lost in the mix, but Donald Trump actually went on this guy's show. The guy who thinks that there are shape-shifting lizard people from outer space, yep, infiltrated
the
inside.
The guy who is already calling San Bernardino a false flag.
Yeah, he's calling San Bernardino false flag. Oh my God. He thinks that juice boxes are turning children gay. He thinks that Barack Obama used weather weapons, tiny airplanes, little helicopters, moving the tornadoes all around. Barack Obama not only used those weather weapons to move tornadoes, but he moved the tornadoes right in the path of a town, destroying the town. Why? To distract people from Benghazi, of course. And Donald Trump, a very serious presidential candidate, the Republican frontrunner, mind you, went on this show and praised Alex Jones. Said to Alex Jones, you'll be very, very impressed by his presidency, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot. But you'll be
awesome.
But you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Give me a little bit of time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job.
Jesus.
He said that Alex Jones has an amazing reputation.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
As a complete whack job.
That's right. Alex Jones, who thought the Jade Helm 15 was a precursor to martial law in the United States.
Yeah, there aren't, it's funny, you shouldn't even bother.
Yeah.
Really, don't even bother like referencing one or two examples, because there are so many of them, mm-hmm, you don't even know where to begin.
Oh yeah,
He so regularly spews crazy horse.
Yep.
Wow.
Alex Jones called Donald Trump a modern day George Washington. I wrote in my Salon article about this. I said, that thumping sound you hear outside your window is George Washington spinning in his grave.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, it was Rand Paul not too long ago who was on the Alex Jones show. But, I mean, never has there been a Republican candidate for president, or at least a serious one, who's appeared on the Alex Jones show.
Right.
This is... circulating through social media the other day when this news came down, everyone started posting that vine of Alex Jones screaming about the gay frogs.
Yeah. Yep. Gay frogs.
This guy is a
That's
minute.
Our Alex.
I mean, it would be one thing if he went on and did like a 5-minute drop in, like I'm Donald Trump and I'll be speaking in Texas, I'll be speaking in Austin where you broadcast your show, Alex, and I'm just saying, come on and join me and hear me talk about some things. Instead, he was on there for a half an hour and received the endorsement of Alex Jones and actually endorsed Alex Jones in turn. And then who was Alex Jones's guest after Donald Trump was on? His second guest after Donald Trump was Mr. Ted Nugent. Who's basically called the President of the United States a monkey. Here's, and Alex Jones suggested Ted Nugent that Ted Nugent be Donald Trump's running mate.
Dear God.
Alex Jones wants a Trump-Nugent ticket.
Please, please make that happen.
Here's Ted Nugent on the Alex Jones show. Oh, wait, no, I did it again. I hit the wrong...
22 days for Christmas shopping.
Wrong button.
22 days to fill the stocking. 22 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 22 more.
Hello there.
Only got 22 more.
I'm drunk.
Hi. Did you hear what the man said? Only 22 shopping days till Christmas.
I keep hitting the wrong. I go to play a clip, and I always end up hitting that one accidentally. Okay, here's Ted Nugent on Alex Jones.
Saving the best until last, we have the Motor City Madman, the Stranglehold King himself, Ted Nugent, joining us for the next.
Wait, what the hell is that? The Stranglehold King? Did he just make that up on the spot? I've never heard Ted Nugent referred to as the Stranglehold King. Is there like a Ted Nugent song lyric that's sort of related to strangling people?
There's a Ted Nugent track called Stranglehold, if I remember correctly.
Oh, well, there you go. That's what I thought. So, therefore, Ted Nugent is the Stranglehold King.
Yeah.
The King of Strangleholds.
Yeah, that's like it's a fucking old Nugent song.
Oh my god! All right,
I was never like hugely into Nugent, but that was like that was out when I was like, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that.
I mean, do you know? I mean, has Ted Nugent always been like this? Has he always been like Mr. Conservative Republican?
I don't think he used to talk about his politics at all. Hmm. He just basically played music and played guitar and. That was it.
All right, here's more Ted Nugent and Alex Jones.
20-plus minutes to talk about the state of this country, the state of this world. Ted Nugent, I've got to say that I'd love to see you as a vice presidential running mate with Donald Trump.
Oh, no, 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 no.
It's just amazing. It's, you know what? Alex Jones has no business being on the air. He has no business having a voice that can speak out to a ton of people.
Yeah. And just imagine this. I mean, going back to Donald Trump being on a show for a half an hour, that was basically a 30-minute commercial, free commercial for Donald Trump. Thank you, Citizens United. Alex Jones just used public airwaves to advertise Donald Trump for 30 minutes. And there will be no equal time, I assure you, for anyone else. Anyone else who would want to go on that show, mind you. And I don't know anyone else who would want to. Here's more of this interview.
There's a lot of bad stuff happening, but I can feel the energy, the reawakening of America, liberty rising. I've been very negative in the past, and correct me if I'm wrong, but are you not feeling the tectonic, explosive, volcanic energy, the rebirth of America beginning to happen, or am I wrong, Ted Nugent?
He's totally wrong.
Yeah, he's absolutely wrong.
He's totally wrong.
I mean, you know what? You can certainly make the argument that, you know, there is an explosion of absolute fucking insanity.
That's true.
People like Alex Jones. Yeah, that's absolutely true. But I wouldn't call that the rebirth of America unless America was founded to be the dumbest country on earth.
Right. And then, of course, Ted Nugent goes off in his Nuge word salad. It never ceases to amaze me every time I hear Ted Nugent talk. The way he constructs a sentence, the things that he says, it's remarkable that he's still beloved after he talks like this. Here's Ted Nugent.
Well, Alex, you know, number one, the truth is so glaring right now, the self-evident truth, the common sense, the logic that you share with everybody on your programs and in with your voice. I salute you for that.
But oh, God, just stop.
The logic.
Exactly. That's the thing this is the Orwellian part of all of this, mm-hmm. the newspeak, mm-hmm. that these people are casting what Alex Jones says as common sense and logic when it is the furthest thing from it.
Yeah.
It is the furthest thing from it. It has no basis in reality, no basis in logic or reason, and it's absolutely devoid of any kind of common sense.
That's right. I mean,
you're talking Alex Jones is a guy that talks about gay frogs and how juice boxes are going to make children gay, and how San Bernardino, the shooting never happened. It was actually a giant false flag by the United States to take away our guns, and that is somehow cast as common sense. As logic.
He also said that Sandy Hook never existed.
Yeah, exactly.
Or never happened, and the children never existed. This is the guy who's telling the truth and speaking logic, according to Ted Nugent. This guy,
I swear to God, I keep coming back to this because it's just so angry. The guy needs to have the shit kicked out of him. he's another one. He's like Jesse Waters. Somebody needs to just pummel the fucking crap out of him.
Who, Alex Jones or Ted Nugent?
Yeah.
Both of them.
Oh, both would be nice.
Both of them. And you can even hear, by the way, you can even hear through the telephone, Ted Nugent, who still continues to speak with the whistly S's that drive me up a wall. God, do you not hear yourself? People, you know, people who do that, they correct that because it drives other people nuts. And Ted Nugent just keeps doing it. The whistly S's are driving me crazy. You won't be able to unhear it now, by the way.
You know, here it is, December 2015, and the whole world sucks. America sucks less, but we got a government and a media and academia that are trying to catch up with Indonesia.
By the way, there's a great a slogan for American exceptionalism. America sucks less.
Yep.
These are the American exceptionalism people. America.
The whole world sucks. No, you know what? Actually, with the exception of some really serious hotspots that are real problems, mm-hmm. The world is actually not that bad.
No.
We're the ones who are fucking horrible, but not for the reasons that Nugent says.
Yeah. But no, America sucks less.
We suck exactly because an idiot like Nugent can go on the radio or go on the internet and broadcast his voice to a shit ton of people.
That's right.
And he can be on the show of a guy who says that Sandy Hook and San Bernardino never happened.
Never happened. That's right. San Bernardino is a false flag, according to Alex Jones. Un-effing believable.
But let me tell you, Alex, just to make sure we stay on a positive note here, though we will delve into the horror stories that run amok. America sucks less, but during the hunting season in Texas, Alex, it don't suck at all. I mean,
I'm bringing you
effervescent glowage of spirit wild backstrap jihadi celebration. But as I celebrate the good, because America.
This is just serious word salad right there.
So
backstrap jihadi.
He gets to kill animals. Yeah. So that makes it good.
That's right. He goes around.
An asshole.
Goes around shooting wild pigs from a helicopter. That's what he does. Really, really challenging. To just rain down bullets from the sky.
Again, faux tough guy. Somebody needs to beat the fucking crap out of him.
Yeah, it's about damn time. You know, we've not shied away at all in this show about threatening violence against people we don't like. I'm just waiting.
You know what? Here's where it comes from. It comes from the frustration of knowing that there are people who, you know, maybe you don't like Barack Obama, but you can reason with him.
Mm-hmm.
You can. Fuck, oh my God, are you kidding me? He spent how many years bending over backwards trying to make sure that his political enemies who would never give him an inch were kind of happy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He tried to negotiate, just like the Jews do. But yeah, and now you're talking about when you're dealing with somebody like Alex Jones, when you're dealing with somebody like Donald Trump, who is so narcissistic that you can never break him of that.
No. Nope.
That's something you can't argue with. When you talk to Alex Jones, a guy whose beliefs are completely detached from reality.
Yep. Yep.
These are people you can't get through to.
I mean,
and they deserve to be shut the fuck up.
They're so detached from reality that the most appropriate metaphor for Alex Jones and to a certain degree Donald Trump is as a sideshow barker. This is a guy who tries to convince rubes that the snake lady and the man yak in the tent is real, even though it's fake, and he's ripping you off for your money. Just getting you to pay your money and walk in the door. Then you get in there and you see, you know, a woman with the snake body, but her head is clearly coming out from under a false floor or something. You know, it's just like, it's all smoke and mirror nonsense, and they're really good at scaring naive paranoiacs into walking in the door, to handing over their money and walking in the door like the suckers they are. Alex Jones is maybe the most effective at doing that, rivaled possibly only by Donald Trump. And the fact that the two of them are forming this chimera of baggery is quite appropriate to me. Donald Trump's best radio home is probably the Alex Jones Show. Again, this is the front runner for the Republican nomination. Also, the guy who sent investigators to Honolulu to see if Barack Obama was really born there.
Right.
So it only makes sense that he would go on the Alex Jones Show. It only makes sense, too, that while a mass shooting was going on, Alex Jones' guest was Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent was on as mayhem was ringing out in San Bernardino yesterday. The guy, the unabashed gun-owning zealot, the guy who loves to shoot exotic animals and then pose over them with his big shit-eating grin, was on Alex Jones' show. Alex Jones, who thinks that San Bernardino was a false flag.
Yeah, that's how these people respond. That's the level of sort of humanity they have.
Yep. All right, so coming up on the post-mortem show, we're going to get to everything we didn't get to on the free show. We're going to talk about Ben Carson. We're going to talk about some astonishing news on the Planned Parenthood front. Plus Dick Cheney and, fifth grader terrorists. That's on the post-mortem show on patreon.com/Bob and Chez. See you there. Bye-bye.